It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is, by golly. Gone to partly sunny again here, 32 degrees. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the morning show. Thank you for letting us be a part of your morning and part of your life. We do appreciate that. I've been talking all week on how crazy busy our community calendar is. And I got one of my favorite nonprofits in here, Rebecca and Amy, and from Kinship of Richland, Wilkin County. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, Bill.
And 18th annual, I can't believe this, holiday shop at home coming up Saturday. Tell us more. What's happening here? Bring us up to speed.
Well, we're so excited. 18 years ago, this lovely young gal came into my office and she was like, I have a home business. I have lots of friends and family that have a home business. She's like, I want to do something to support the home businesses, but to help Kinship. And right, so her idea was all these home businesses come together. They all donate something to have a silent auction for Kinship. And then Kinship comes alongside it, helps, you know, with the whole event, but also offers like lunch.
Right.
To support it. And 18 years later, we're going strong.
You're still going strong with this.
Right.
I love this.
Right. The original person had to step away at a certain point, and lovely Amy came alongside us. And I was so thankful because I thought, oh, this is going to be awful if this is over, because this is a huge support for Kinship.
Mm-hmm.
This enables us to mentor a lot of kids in our community.
How many kids roughly do you, where are you sitting at for a number
so
right now?
So we have about 36 matched.
Okay.
We have about 10 kids on the waiting list. We have a few mentors in process. We also have 40-some lunch buddies in Breckenridge. We have a dozen kids in Breckenridge in the lunch buddies program. We have about 8 kids who are meeting together every month for teen group. We do a life skill group with our teens. And then there's, but it's always a revolving door. It's always a revolving door because people come and go, people, you know.
But it's wonderful because I remember the days when Kinship was mentoring and that was it. And you've expanded out.
We have expanded.
And really, the outreach is incredible and you're helping a lot of kids.
It's true. There's a lot of kids being mentored. And to be honest, Bill, I mean, I wish people understood the power of mentoring and that it is the best dollar you can put into prevention. Amy and her family mentor a little boy, and you've just seen him blossom since they've come alongside him. So it's an amazing thing.
I just had a thought that someday I should just give you guys, I should give Kinship a whole hour, and we can get some stories in here.
Well, you know, it'd be fun to bring in the mentors and the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love that.
Absolutely.
Let's
follow up on that.
Let's do it.
Amy, step on up.
Yes.
Here. Congratulations on getting this thing together.
Thank you.
The 18th annual, what's going to be happening on Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, we have 26 vendors. It's going to be kind of an exciting year because I think we have the most home handmade vendors. We have 18 craft booths.
Wow.
That are just all handmade items. We have 7 of our, you know, Tastefully Simple, independent sales kind of booths. But
okay.
It's pretty exciting that I got that many, you know, at-home handmade items. And that's really what we're kind of looking for when you look at a craft show. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
What's your favorite? Now, you don't have to answer that. That is a very big question. That is
her own.
So you're going to be
yes,
displaying at this too. Okay.
Yep. I have my own at-home business of sewing, and I make lots of different things, totes and handbags. And
she's phenomenal.
Yes. Thank you.
And you're going to feed us at this thing too. Correct?
Yep. Okay. Kinship will have their soup.
I'm going to feed you.
You're going
to. Back by popular demand, homemade wild rice soup.
Oh, you're killing me here.
Come on,
you are
Bill,
killing me with this.
Please come for lunch.
And again, craft and vendors and silent auction, too. Tell us about the silent auction.
Oh, yes. We've got already lots of baskets coming in, some really, really beautiful baskets that are for everybody, home decor, for kids. All those silent auction proceeds go to benefit Kinship,
mm-hmm,
which is why we do this. So the silent auction starts at 10 o'clock. Bidding ends at 1:30 and 2 o'clock. So there's two different times. So come on out and bid on those baskets and you know, get some Christmas gifts. We're already in that season.
Hey, yeah, so. Well, you can bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned that. You're the first one to mention that, and I'm glad because I always get dirty looks when I get it. It's like, no, it's too soon. But no, it's really not because that's going to be here before we know it, too. Really is a wonderful day of giving all the way around. I mean, you're getting something for it, too, but you're also giving to a great cause.
Exactly. That's why we do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gives the local vendors the chance to get their names out there and see their homemade products, but mm-hmm. it also gives the community a chance to see what kinship is all about and then, you know, give back to their community.
Amy, how did you step into this? What got you into this?
I started as a vendor, and I was a vendor for a couple years, and then the gal that had done it for several years passed it up, and I decided to jump in, and kinship was always something that I wanted to learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got in on the event coordinator side, and then I became a mentor and have really grown to love kinship and what it does for our kids in the community.
I love your enthusiasm. You're this is something you're obviously passionate about.
I am very passionate about it.
Right. Well, it's easy to be passionate about something like kinship.
Mm-hmm.
And again, folks, you missed any of this, it'll be up in we're going to podcast this, so it'll be up on our website early this afternoon. 18th annual holiday shop at home craft show and silent auction.
Yep.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
You know, we have a really generous donor. She's actually she's unloading some of her auction items right now, so I need to get over there and help her. But they're gorgeous. So come bid. It's not a garage sale. It's a fundraiser.
Oh, you're
right?
Good. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's a win-win. If you mm-hmm. can walk out the door with some of these beautiful auction items, every vendor's donating an item, and then my friend is so generous. But anyone else who has something that they want to donate to it too, we're setting up Friday afternoon. They can drop it off at the community center.
Okay.
And then please come, because you're going to walk out the door with something gorgeous that you hopefully love, and you're supporting youth mentoring. And, you know, sometimes I just think about what our community would look like if we didn't have opportunities like kinship. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many kids that might fall through the cracks that just mm-hmm. don't have a natural support network. So it's more important than people realize to support events like this. And I know there's lots of good events, and it's a hard economy, so you do your best, right? We totally get it. But we would love to see you come, and there's amazing home businesses that it's fun to support, and they're all supporting kinship. So it's a win-win-win.
You guys are such an important cog in the wheel that definitely makes up this community.
Thanks,
thank you so much for the work that you do. Come back and see us anytime. I love
Thanks
it when you guys come in.
Thanks for supporting us.
And let's follow up on that. I'd like to hear from some mentors and from kids.
I have a feeling Amy's mentee and son would love being on the radio.
See, wheels are already turning. I love this. Ladies, thank you again for coming in.
Thanks
appreciate
so much,
it.
Bill. Thanks, we Bill. Appreciate your support.
18th annual holiday shop and home craft show and silent auction. This Saturday, get it on your calendar, 10 a.m. till 2:30. It's going on at the Wahpeton Community Center.